Ali Zirkel is the first Iditarod musher to pull into Galena, arriving shortly before 4 this afternoon. She's followed by Mitch and Dallas Seavey, who are running around 8 miles apart between the Ruby and Galena checkpoints. Mushers near the front have been making longer runs with shorter rest, which some of them did not expect to do already in the race. But the musher with a plan to avoid checkpoints caused the biggest stir at Ruby today. From Ruby, APRN trail reporter Tim Bodoni has more.
It may have been Mitch Seavey who was the first musher to reach the Yukon River, but Ali Zirkel made the most dramatic move at Ruby on Friday morning. Most teams spend 8 hours here after tackling the 75 hilly and challenging miles from Cripple in one long run. But Zirkel chose to rest for about 4.5 hours in between Cripple and Ruby. She stopped in Ruby only long enough to drop a dog, pack her sled with extra food and gear, and push forward toward Galena under a cold and sunny sky. After finishing her mandatory 24-hour layover in Takotna, she declined to stop her team at the following 3 checkpoints, opting instead for rest along the trail. While hurrying to leave Ruby, Zirkel said that long runs and campouts suit her team just fine.
I know what my dogs are used to after the Yukon Quest, to be honest with you.
Zirkel's husband, Alan Moore, drove the team to a second-place finish in last month's Yukon Quest. With dogs yelping and raring to go, Zirkel pulled the snow hook and dropped onto the Yukon, though a young lead dog needed a little bit of extra clarification.
Hey, ho! Thank you, guys. Thanks, nice. Ruby. Ho! She's never been here.
Which way's her?
Ho!
What's going here?
Mitch Seavey came into Ruby under a flourish of northern lights at 6 a.m. Friday with a team that he readily admitted was tired. The hilly trail from Cripple to Ruby had taken 2 hours longer to travel than he expected. Seavey will claim the first of the Yukon Award, the first middle-of-the-race award he's won in his Iditarod career. But the distinction brings with it a cost, Seavey says.
Because my team is tired, I have a rest deficit of several hours. So unless it's several hours before somebody else gets here, I'm behind.
Aaron Burmeister came into Ruby pleasantly surprised to be in 5th place, and only 3 hours off the lead pace. Burmeister is running a composite team with dogs from Sebastian Schnula, Scott Smith, and his own kennel. They've trained together all winter, but only now are the dogs coming together as a cohesive group, according to Burmeister, and he likes what he's seeing. In particular, a set of lead dogs with a desire to show off for each other.
I decided to put one of my dogs I've been saving, Ruger. He's a 3-year-old male that's just really turned into a superstar lead dog for me. And I had him next to a little yellow female named Saffron. She's done a zillion races, one of Sebastian's dogs over the years. And she's just a dog that's always been there, but she's never really a shining star. But I noticed Ruger really flirting with her the last couple days, so I said, oh, I'm going to put you two together and see what happens. And together they made a phenomenal pair. Ruger stepped it up and she all of a sudden started working like a real dog. So
Burmeister and other top contenders are hoping to kick it into a higher gear on the river where trail conditions should be better than what they've endured so far. Defending champion John Baker is hoping that a firmer trail will help his team escape from a funk they've been stuck in.
For some reason my team hasn't been able to travel the way they normally do at the speed that they normally do on these soft trails, so I'm hoping once we get on the river and towards the coast that we can get our team back that I'm used to seeing, you know?
Weather conditions could also help teams like Baker's find a second wind. Clear and sunny skies are supposed to give way to clouds, with overnight lows down to 20 below. On the Iditarod Trail in Ruby, this is Tim Bodoni.